public hearing is change of zone number 1672 PGS Properties LLC. We have a consolidation letter for.
I have a letter requesting that change of zone 1672 and 1673 be combined as far as presentation. The applicant's aware that the decision will be kept separate until there's two different applications.
All right, sir. And change of zone number 1673. All right, sir.
What I will do is read both 1672 and 1673.
Thank you.
Change of zone 1672, the application of PGS Properties LLC to amend comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County. Land lying west of U.S. Route 113, also referred to as DuPont Boulevard, 1,500 feet south of Route 26, also referred to as 9-foot road, and to be located on 7.13 acres, more or less. Change of zone 1673, also the application of PGS Properties LLC is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of U.S. Route 113, also known as DuPont Boulevard, 800 feet south of Route 26, also referred to as a 9-foot road, and to be located on 64 hundredths of an acre, more or less. For the benefit of the record, the applicant provided some time ago, on February 2nd, a copy of an exhibit booklet, which you all have copies of, I believe. And it makes reference to a project team listing, rezoning plots and site plans in color, site data table, qualification of the engineer on behalf of the applicant. The copied application, legal description, a deed, rezoning plats, copy of both applications, actually, not just one, with legal descriptions and deeds. The rezoning plots for both area commercial properties map, a commercial site plan for each, a traffic impact study, an orthophotograph dated 2007, a portion of the county zoning map, portion of the state strategies and investment levels dated 2004, a 2007 land use and land cover map, a proximity to the sewer district maps, a groundwater recharge map, a FEMA floodplain map, a wetlands map, a state wetlands map, a soils classification map, and a USGS topographic map. That is a part of the record and has been a part of the record since February 2nd. As we did state, we did receive a letter from the applicants requesting permission to consolidate their public hearing. In reference to agency comments, we have comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They were received on February 10, advising us that there were two soil types on this site, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected. It's not likely that off-site drainage improvements would be necessary. It's very likely that on-site drainage improvements would be necessary, but it depends on the extent of construction. There is a tax ditch bordering the site, and that would be in reference to change of zone 1672. In reference to, gotta do both of them here. 1673, again, we have two soil types, the same information as I just read. Both memorandums from the Conservation District have aerial photographs, soils maps, soil interpretation guides, and also reference to farmland. From the County Engineering Department, and in reference to change of zone 1672, we are advised that the site is close to in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, which is a Dagsboro-Frankfort planning area. Wastewater capacity is available for this project. Ordinance 38 construction would be required. The system connection charge rate will be $5,828 per EDU. Service has not been extended to this area at this time. The project is capable of being annexed. I already made reference to the sewer district. Conformity to the Dagsboro-Frankfort planning area wastewater report or undertaking an amendment would be required. In other comments, they offer that the parcel is within the Dagsboro-Frankfort planning area for sewer service and connection to the sewer system is mandatory. The parcel adjoins another area being considered for annexation by the same developer. Annexation into the district is possible following completion of certain administrative procedures. The county has been in discussion with the developer regarding extension of sewer service to a proposed project on the site. It is anticipated that the developer will extend service to the area and that there will be adequate capacity. Before all the needed capacity could be utilized, it will be necessary for the developer to complete additional phased upgrades. The proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with county standard requirements and procedures. The county engineer must approve the connection point. The county engineering department requires that a sewer concept plan be submitted for review and approval prior to requesting annexation into the district, and they provide a checklist for preparing such conceptual plans, and they also provided a copy of the county's policy and steps for extending sewer district boundaries. And again, a concept plan is required. And that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. The comments on 1673 change of zone are the same. And again, in both reference to both applications, we did receive a copy of a letter from the Department of Transportation dated October 5th of 2007, making reference to a support facilities report. And it makes reference to PGS properties rezonings, makes reference to two applications, and makes reference that portion of two split zone parcels are proposed for rezoning, and references both size parcels. That the land mentioned in these applications is tentatively planned to be developed as one commercial development. We would normally recommend a single traffic impact study be performed. However, as discussed, we would not permit access from these properties for uses generating more than a total of 200 trips per day. The respective land is adjacent to U.S. Route 113, thereby subject to the policies of DLDOT's Corridor Capacity Preservation Program. The main goal of the program is to maintain the capacity of the existing highway. They make reference to the strategies for state policies and spending in which the property is located at level 3 investment area. In this area, state policies will promote efficient and orderly development. Makes reference that the department will permit one shared rights in, rights out along U.S. Route 113 for both parcels. The traffic trip generation for each parcel cannot exceed 200 trips per day. Gives a contact person for information on the Corridor Capacity Preservation Program. And that was, as I stated, dated October 5th of 2007, signed by T. William Brockenbrough, County Coordinator, Development Coordination Office. And that, again, would relate to both applications. We received a letter today in reference to both applications from the town of Dagsboro. It references, addressed to Mr. Wheatley. The town of Dagsboro is concerned about the possible rezoning of the above referenced parcels. The parcels are located within the town of Dagsboro's future annexation area and areas of concern as indicated in the adopted town of Dagsboro comprehensive plan. the parcels identified on the future land use plan in Sussex County's adopted comprehensive plan as a town center. By identifying this area as town center, the county recognizes that the land would be better served if located within the town boundaries. The town has recently signed a MOU with the county, whereby both parties agree to communicate and cooperate on issues related to development with the town's growth area and the county's town center land use category in both municipalities' comprehensive plan. The meeting has been scheduled for February 18th of 2009 for the county and Dykesboro to discuss this issue. The town would ask that the Planning Commission defer any action on these applications until after this meeting has been taken place. The town of Dykesboro would like the opportunity to work with the applicant prior to Sussex County taking any action on the parcels. These parcels will have a significant impact on the future growth of the town if not incorporated within the town prior to development. Further, the town's public servants will be impacted by the development at no benefit to the town if the parcels are developed within the county. Your consideration in this matter is greatly appreciated, and respectfully, Patty Adams, Vice Mayor. And a similar letter was received on January 15th from Mayor Wayne L. Baker. That's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application this evening in our group? No? Okay. My concern was all of you are sitting on the bride's side tonight, and the exhibits are pretty far away from you. If you get the urge to get up and look around, by all means, please feel free to do so. If you want to take a closer look at them, go right ahead. Gentlemen, our esteemed counsel has taken a flyer on this one, so we're counselless. In extreme event, we'll draft Mr. Fuquay. I see him sitting in the back there. And with that being said, the chair recognizes Mr. Dyer.
Thank you.
Since we can't draft you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Pret Dyer. I live at 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View. I am a member of the applicant, PGS. And before you this evening are two requests, as Mr. Lank has indicated, that we've combined into one. The first is a 0.64-acre parcel, which is currently zoned AR1. We're seeking that to be rezoned to CR1. That is a portion of parcel 23311, parcel number 243. The total acreage of that parcel is 7.67 acres. Currently, there's 7.03 acres zoned C1, which would lie on the east side of the subject property for rezoning. The second request is for a rezoning of 7.13 acres of AR to CR1, and that is parcel 23311, parcel number 241. 241 currently has 3.58 plus or minus acres zone C1. In looking at your booklets, we have provided, I would like to pass out a proposed finding of fact, if I may.
Thank you.
And I will briefly review those items as well as introduce Mr. Davidson for his portion of the presentation. The property is located in the state strategies for spending in level 2 and in level 3. The dividing line is actually, if you look at your map, the dividing line is the ditch, existing ditch, that divides parcels 243 as well as 241. There is a small parcel lying contiguous to and fronting on US Route 113, which is parcel number 242. It is currently all Zone C1. Parcel 243, as well as parcel 242, is within the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan developing area. And parcel 241 is immediately adjacent there too. All three of the parcels are owned by the same owner. And the justification for combining these together, as Mr. Lank had indicated, we have been in conversations with the county for extension of sewer services, and there will be a certain cost associated with that. The need to combine these three parcels would be to help offset the cost of the utility extensions. It also makes it significantly a better design capability in accordance with the requirements of both DLDOT and the county. We believe that the rezoning is consistent with the permitted uses within a CR1 district. We have had, again, as Mr. Lank had indicated, we have done preliminary studies with DLDOT regarding their requirements. Our initial proposal to DLDOT was much larger in scale than we would anticipate at this point. We have dropped some of those requirements down into individual pad sites. We've done a project to the north of this, which actually lies in the town of Millsboro, and we have found the demand for pad sites to be very high and consistent with what we believe to be an appropriate location of this property along 113. At this point, I would like Mr. Davidson of DC Group to present the character of the neighborhood.
Good evening, Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group, Milton, Delaware. Inside your booklets under the commercial site plan, you will see a 8.5 by 11 of a plan of an area map here showing commercial uses within this area. These properties lie on the west side of US 113, approximately 600 feet south of 9-foot road. This property being zoned, we're asking it to be a portion of this property to be zoned to CR1 commercial. Located on this property already, or on parcel 243, is the Dagsboro Plumbing and Electric Shore Water Refining Company. Just to the north of that piece of property is the American Legion Dagsboro Post, as well as there's a BJ's Unlimited Corporation. There's also to the north and on the east side of the property is the Savannah Square Shopping Center. Earlier tonight, you recommended for approval just adjacent on the north side of this piece of property, the commercial lands, which is being slated for pad sites. To the east or to the west of this piece of property is the Allen's Hatchery, which is down 9-foot road, as well as immediately adjacent on the west side of this is the lands for the High Tide Church, which we have preliminary approval for a site plan for the church for that piece of parcel. Across the highway on the east side is the Royal Farms, and to the south are various commercial properties as indicated on the map.
I'd like to draw your attention to the 500-foot corridor commercially zoned district that exists all along Route 113. As I mentioned earlier, we are seeking to expand that to the west for the full length of the dimension of the two particular properties. We believe that the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or the community. As Mr. Davidson had indicated, there is a large number of existing commercial and mixed uses currently in this particular area. We feel that this is appropriate for a number of reasons. The fact that it's a border along a major northwest corridor being U.S. Route 113. We also believe that we have met the requirements for the adequate facilities, being the extension of sewer to the property, as well as the private water system, which would be operated by Artesian Water. The additional question with regard to Dagsboro, which has been an issue on the adjoining application that we had, this property was never petitioned for annexation. The property to the north was the subject of that annexation request, spanned a five-year period, and the response was that there were not adequate sewer facilities at that time, and therefore the town decided not to go forward with the annexation. We have the desire to develop this property potentially in conjunction with the property to the north, but not necessarily a requirement therefore. We believe that if this property were to be rezoned, the utilization of it through various pad sites would be a viable alternative even in this economy. And we think that the result would be a generation of revenues for the Sussex County with regard to building permits, impact fees, inspection fees, and related real estate taxes. Again, we think that the CR1 zoning is the appropriate category given its proximity to the current C1 zoning. We think that the stated purpose of providing for retail, shopping, personal and miscellaneous service activities along a major arterial road is also appropriate. And the again, the most important consideration is the existing 500-foot corridor. In many instances, that is in fact 600 feet in this particular case, and I'm not sure why it's 500 feet. It may have to do with part of the taking for 113. Therefore, we respectfully request that the commission would act favorably on both of these zoning requests. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Wheatley, I understand the application. I really don't have any questions.
All right, sir. Smith?
I have a question that gets perhaps for Mr. Lank. The applicant mentioned the 500-foot commercial corridor. Could you, for the commission and the public, give us a little history of that or your understanding?
That corridor was established with the adoption of the original comprehensive zoning map in 1971 on January 1st when it became effective. It's a dimensional zoning because at that time we didn't have property maps to give us boundaries. If we'd had property maps or property lines, we probably would have had a little different configuration. And from Georgetown South or Millsboro South, everything was 500 feet, like Route 1 and Route 113. Or Route 13, the council and the commission and levy court at that time had approved 600 foot in those areas, but the recommendation on 113 was 500.
Realizing you can only give an opinion, but would your opinion be that if you'd had the benefit of property area maps at the time of this commercial, that you would have made the entirety of each plat?
You could assume that, but you don't know. We did have some property surveys that we did have access to on some parts, and they were included in their entirety in different locations. But typically on Route 113, it was 500 foot.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the statements I heard in the letter from the town of Dagsboro was that we defer action on this. Is there any reason why you feel we should defer? Or?
No. Quite honestly, the original desire to annex the adjoining property was based upon the assertion that the sewer was only available for in-town properties. It has come to light that it is a county sewer system and that the county controls that particular district. So there is no desire at this point to do that. As we said in the other hearing, we're not precluding anything of that nature. It's just that, you know, it's been the lag time of 5 years in the original application when we withdrew it for the adjoining neighboring property seemed to make clear our desire not to be in town. And there are considerations that have arisen in town with regard to different impact fees, levies, and different taxes that, quite honestly, we have not had an opportunity to evaluate, and we would, at this point, desire to go forward with the proposal as it sits in the county, because we have certainty and surety into what that really is. So it is our desire to go forward without annexation.
So the question I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
Just one for me. The tax ditch, are you planning on crossing that? Is that
the one tax ditch? Go ahead. I'll let Mr. Davidson address that.
Yeah, to get to pad site number five here, we would be crossing one tax ditch here, but we are.
You would be.
Yes, we would be crossing that, but we are providing for the maintenance easements on both sides of that tax ditch. We are, there are going to be 25-foot maintenance tax ditches on both sides, but we will be able to cross that. Yeah.
So the entrance for the pad site, the lower one, would then go across the ditch and then onto the road and then across.
That's correct. We were showing a proposed easement, the entrance to 113 here with a cross-access easement that would come over to pad site number five over here.
Okay. How do you plan on crossing that? Texas, just a stone bridge, or
it could be either bridged, or we would have to get a permit to place a pipe inside the ditch. Yeah.
No further questions. Anything else? Okay. Mr. Lank.
That was my basic question. The intent is based on your drawing. If it's developed the way you're presenting it, not that we're looking at the way it's being presented, correct? Right. Then, is that there be a service road? DLDOT's going to require it. Was there a preference that it be in the rear?
No, what DLDOT, their primary consideration was where the existing crossover is. They wanted that to be the sole entrance.
No, I understand that. I mean, the service rate to the rear of the site, or would they agree to a service rate?
They would agree to it, I think, as long as it existed in some location, as long as it was either in the front
or
in
back,
the rear.
Okay.
Correct. And we probably, in all likelihood, would go with a structure crossing the tax ditch that did not require a permit. I would think that would be much, in my experience, that would be a much more desirable alternative than seeking the permit.
From the Corps?
From the Corps, correct. I'm not at the beginning of my career. I'm at the end of my career, and I don't.
You'd like to see it done while you're still
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. I don't have my mustache will be dragging on the floor by that time.
All right, sir. Mr. Counts.
No additional questions for the rezoning.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's not here. We don't have counsel. Sorry about that. Guess he has no questions. I'm going to ask one more time for the record. Is there anyone here representing the town of Dagsboro? Okay, there's no one here representing Dagsboro. And I guess Mr. Langa would ask you, given that our charge is to answer the question as to whether or not these two parcels are appropriate for CR1 zoning.
That's your charge.
That's what we're, that's our job. Now, was there anything in the correspondence that you received, because you did read the one and then referenced the other one, was there anything in either letter that would indicate that there is a some specific issue? I know they made a kind of a vague statement about it being some kind of a hardship or putting a burden, and I just fail to see. I don't think it's appropriate for us to ask the applicant to speculate on that. That's unless you know, but I'm asking you if there's anything in the record anywhere that
the January 8th letter is, I believe, the same letter that was read into the record for the previous application a couple weeks ago.
Okay, all right.
And there was representation by Kyle Bronson on behalf of URS, the consultant for the town, at the commission and the council meeting.
Okay.
And they didn't really say they were opposed to the rezoning. They were just concerned about annexation.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. Anyone else have any questions? All right, sir. We
thank you.
Appreciate your time. Please take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1672 and 1673 PGS Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1672 or change of zone 1673? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.